First, there was the heat wave, then COVID-19. Now the Tokyo Olympics is facing a typhoon, forcing organisers to hastily reschedule some events. Australian athletes have again been shining in the pool and in the surf too, and they'll be chasing more medals today. But attention at the Games have turned to athletes' mental health. This follows the US gymnastics legend Simone Biles' decision to drop out of the women's team final. Sports reporter for the ABC, Tracy Holmes, is in Tokyo. Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks, Fran.
Can you just give us a weather update? I know it's not your expertise, but you are there on the ground. A typhoon predicted to make landfall yesterday. Tokyo escaped the worst of it, I think. But what was it like there?
It wasn't too bad, actually, to be honest. There was a bit of a breeze, and I think for a lot of people that was a huge relief because it's been so humid and just still, you know, that heaviness in very heavy humidity. But there was a bit of a breeze. The surf picked up, which was fantastic for the first ever Olympic surfing tournament. That was great. But aside from that, a few squalls here and there. Sometimes the rain was coming sideways. Sometimes it was blowing from the other direction completely. But all in all, it ended up being a pretty decent day.
Yeah, I thought some of the surf, it looked a bit choppy when I tuned in. But the kayaking, I was watching Jess Fox, that seemed to be unaffected by any weather. Have events been rescheduled because of it?
There were events rescheduled for yesterday, so some of the rowing events were postponed. They were looking at rescheduling a couple of others, but in the end didn't have to. They were just keeping a very close eye on it. So it was a typhoon that kind of, disintegrated a little to a tropical storm, and most of it was off the coast. It didn't hit Tokyo at all.
Okay. Trace, I'll come to the actual sport in a moment, but as I mentioned there earlier, the US gymnastics legend Simone Biles has pulled out of the women's team final. What's she had to say about that decision and the pressure she's under?
Yeah, well, it was a big shock, wasn't it? Because we all know Simone Biles has been an absolute champion and really is the backbone of that team. She stuffed up one of her vaults and basically walked out of the arena. Early reports were that there was some sort of a medical issue, but she fronted the media later. She was in tears, and she said the pressure has just got to her. And she's had a whole lot of realizations, one of which is that she's still doing this not because she loves it, but she's doing it because of expectations of other people. She's been having therapy around that. She thought she'd be able to get through it and couldn't, and basically just had to pull out. So there are still questions over whether she'll compete on Thursday. She qualified on top for the individual all-round final, but she said she's going to have today off, think about that, and make a decision afterwards. And it's interesting you say we'll get to the sport in a moment, because this very much has become the centre of sport, hasn't it? We hear it again and again, and I think this is one of the areas where was never talked about in sport before. You're meant to keep the stiff upper lip. You're meant to just get out there. You're not meant to complain. You're not meant to talk about your anxieties, but people are finding their voice to do so now, and I think it's changing sport, and it's changing the way sport is governed, and it's changing the way our expectations of athletes because of it.
I wonder if those organising the sport and governing the sport are slow to catch up. I thought that, you know, Naomi Osaka was the most high profile example of this in the tennis, and the organisers of those Grand Slam championships didn't seem to really know how to respond, and from the outside didn't look as though they responded that well. But we've got, Liz Cambage, who pulled out from the Opals. The Opals really clearly missing her in that game against Belgium yesterday because of mental health pressures. Wondering whether the administrators and those running these sports are really dealing with this at all well yet.
Well, I think administrators are reactionary, and I think it's part of the nature of the job. You know, they think everything is perfect. They build towards a perfect competition. Yeah. They have all their systems in place. But systems are fine and processes are fine. But the reality is that as human beings, you know, we stutter sometimes. We fail. We trip. We need some help. We need some guidance. And in that respect, they respond rather than have anything that's ready to just kind of wheel out quickly, and it's a learning experience for everybody. By the same token, though, you've got a situation where at the surfing yesterday, Owen Wright winning a bronze medal for Australia, first ever surfing tournament. You know, the history of surfing is interesting. It was introduced to Australia by Duke Hanamoku, who was the Hawaiian champion, but he was an Olympic swimming champion back in 1912. So you've got all of these different sort of factors feeding in, but Owen suffered a horrendous brain trauma, dumped on a reef in Hawaii some years back. He had to learn to walk and talk and surf again. Mm. And he said part of the drive for him getting here was that when surfing was announced as an Olympic sport, that gave him a will to continue. He said the struggle was just so intense that, you know, at times he remembers sitting in a car saying to his sister, "I can't do this anymore." But it was actually the thought of the sport being an Olympic sport that kept him going. Yeah. And he was thinking about that yesterday. And he said even after his first heat, he came in onto the beach and sat down and had a bit of a cry because it meant so much. And so here you see how, you know, the temptation is to think that, oh, if an athlete is weak, they're not cut out for the sport. But the truth is you've got to find that balance between building strength around the weakness. And here in Simone Biles and Owen Wright, you've got it's a similar story, but yeah, from very different perspectives.
And the Olympic ideal, as you say, can draw people along, and it brings its own pressures. Australian surfer Sally Fitzgibbon, she's crashed out. Now, she would have lost a lot of rounds, but this one really, really hurt, you could tell. But success in the pool yesterday, Tracy, with that amazing swim by Kaylee McKeown. But more to come today, do you think?
More to come today. The women's 200 free, Ariana Titmus up against Katie Ledecky again. It promises to be phenomenal. I don't know how much extra Katie Ledecky can put in. It's almost like you see these stories unfold at the Olympics where, you know, the legend comes in, has got Olympic experience behind her, and you see it's like a handing over of the baton, the new one coming through, which is Ariana in this case. But just an hour after that women's 200 freestyle final, Ledecky is going to swim in the first ever women's 1500 metres. Mm. So she's going to have to leave something in the tank for that. That's a huge event. It's a huge schedule for the American.
That is massive, isn't it? Also in the pool, we'll be, and should we be pinning any hopes, do you think, on Kyle Chambers? He swam a very, very fast final 100 metres in the relay. Where is he in this field, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's an open book at the moment, I think.
Kyle Chambers,
and one of the things that's quite interesting is that I think the Americans are not having it all their way. And it's interesting to watch how they respond to that. And it's interesting to watch how that impacts on the rest of the team. So this is going to be a really fascinating final. And again, it comes down to those factors where everybody who is in the pool or any Olympic event, on physicality, they're of equal merit. You know, they are all the best in the world. But what then ends up determining the final factor in this is the mental approach. And the focus and, you know, that desire and the ability to block other stuff out or to draw it in if it's going to help you get that extra little edge. So it's going to be a fascinating race. There's four finals of the pool this morning. I keep saying tonight out of habit. But this morning, only this a couple morning. Of hours away, so looking forward to that.
All right, Tracy, we could talk for hours, but we won't. You've got work to do. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks, Fran.
ABC sports reporter Tracy Holmes, and of course it was disappointment for the Opals too against Belgium. But the Matildas, they did well against the USA, the powerhouse. They held it to a nil-all draw, which means the Matildas go through to the quarterfinals.